This episode of the About Last Night podcast is sponsored by Ghost Bed.
Hey, we're all trying to sleep. We're all trying to get our good sleep. Hey, listen up, folks. Here's the deal. We're all trying to sleep. I sleep standing up. I sleep while I'm awake.
I'll take it from here, Joe. Ghost Bed is the number one mattress for sleeping people. They provide high quality and super comfortable award-winning mattresses crafted in the U.S. and Canada. Hey, let me ask you something. Did you know that 60% of all U.S. adults report being too hot when they're trying to sleep? I always run hot, okay? I need a product that's designed with cooling features so that I'm comfortable and I can sleep through the night. And that's what Ghostbed offers. They are a family-owned business, and sleep experts with 20-plus years of experience are working for them. They've got 60,000 five-star reviews, premium materials designed for durability and comfort, 101-night at-home sleep trial on all mattresses and pillows for you, 20-plus year warranty, and free shipping and returns on the mattresses. Most products ship in 24 hours. That is insane. They've got five different types of mattresses, all designed to help you sleep longer, deeper, and cooler, all right, and more comfortably. The Ghost Bed Lux is the most popular and features our signature Ghost Ice cooling technology with seven layers of comfort and a balanced medium feel. Look, we all know that choosing a mattress is personal, but it doesn't need to be stressful, okay? So take our founder Mark's mattress quiz, answer a few questions about your sleeping style and preferences, and get your personalized mattress recommendation. The cooling technology makes sure you stay comfortable and cool so you're ready to wake up and crush the day. If you want to sink into soft memory foam or have firm support, Ghost Bed is the mattress for you. So right now,
I want to give you guys, my listeners, a special deal. If you listen to the About Last Night podcast, well, you are in luck. Right now, go to ghostbed.com/ALN and use promo code ALN at checkout for 50% site-wide. What the hell? 50% off site-wide with promo code ALN at checkout after you go to ghostbed.com/ALN. That is an insane deal. Happy holidays. Sleep better, sleep cooler. This is for you. I love you. One more time, ghostbed.com/ALN. Promo code ALN at checkout for 50% off site-wide. Enjoy. And now back to the episode.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Looking to start a side hustle or become your own boss? Do it with Shopify. Whether you're selling succulents or stilettos, Shopify has the industry-leading tools to help you create, control, and grow your own business. So get serious about selling and get Shopify today. Sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.co.uk/special offer.
Hey, it's Herbert. Mm-hmm. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
Listen to that. Okay. 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 We're in New York motherfucking city, baby. I'll tell you this much. Holy shit. Nothing out of you, sir? What the fuck? Just stand there like, boy, that chant got me fired up. You guys were this close to making me come. Now, do it. Okay. That's my mom. Give it up for my mom. She's still alive. Flew all the way out here. You guys, it's going to be a great, crazy night. Are you excited to be at the Beacon Theater for the New York Comedy Fest? First time for the Dr. Phil Live Show in the city that never sleeps. And we ain't going to bed tonight. I'll tell you this much right now. I'm getting crunk. I'm getting crazy. Tonight's show is all about fabrication, okay?
Webster's Dictionary defines it as the process or act of manufacturing or inventing something, okay? Maybe you fabricated some experience on your job resume because you were strapped for cash, desperate, but when push came to shove and shove came to push, you actually didn't know how to fluff a cock, and that's why you got fired from Magic Mike Live. We've all been there. Maybe you've been fabricating details of your life on Facebook as to prove to your ex who broke your heart that you're not suicidal by photoshopping pictures of Kate Beckinsale feeding you raspberries on a yacht while she got fingered by the hot black guy from the Old Spice commercials. Maybe if I didn't fucking stutter through that joke, it would have been funnier. God fucking damn it. You're in my head, Pedro. You know, my wife, Robin, give it up for my wife, Robin, 48 motherfucking years of marriage. I love that bitch. We've got it all, and she's my rock, my hero. She's always fabricating those stories at Christmas parties when the vibe is whack. And sorry, I had a mac and cheese portable in the car. She's always fabricating stories at parties, and good on her. Sometimes the emotional energy takes a turn, but sometimes it's out of hand, okay? If I had a dollar for every time I heard Robin go, yeah, and that's why we brought macaroni salad to the Diddy Freak-Off, I'd have about $38. It's $38 too many. We got a lot of people here tonight that I know have probably fabricated some stuff in their life from time to time. Freddie, go ahead and hit me with some house lights. Let me take a look at some of these perverts up close and personal. Oh, yeah, look at you guys. Second deck, how we feeling? Yep. Third deck, sir, don't fall. We don't have insurance, okay? Although I would like to see it. Sir, looking good. You look like you're an agent for the fucking Smurfs. Stand up, sir. Show everyone the cool-ass pink top to bottom that you've got. I mean, this is a guy that definitely... I mean, yeah, fucking anal is first base to you, huh? Don't act like you weren't thinking it. What's your name, sir? You always look this dapper when you go outside?
You go out, you got a show out.
I love that. Did you coin that phrase? You're working on it? Yeah, we got to believe in yourself, player. Yeah. And what's your first name, my man?
Nick.
Nick. And what do you do here in New York, Nick?
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans? For real? We'll be right back. Had to take a commercial break from that bullshit. I don't believe him. Nick, what's your page handle? No, you were joking. Yeah. Okay. Now, you provide an interesting question, though, Nick. If you were strapped for cash, what would you throw up on OnlyFans from your life? You know, a toe or a nut? Everyone's thought about it. Whatever's most requested, yeah. And what do you think your best feature is, Nick?
I don't know.
You don't know? Yeah. Well, why don't you take your clothes off and let us all decide? No, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't want to see it. She does. Remember the girl that got excited for me to come early? So I think that there's something interesting about OnlyFans, right? Some people don't even know what that site is, you know? Friend of mine, I asked him, I said, what would you put up on the OnlyFans from your life if you were looking to make some extra income? And he goes, well, probably my Dallas Cowboys jersey. I was like, it's not a sports memorabilia site, Dan. It's a site for perverts. You got to sex it up a little. He was like, what if I pee on it? I was like, there you go. That's at least $400 right there. That's supply and demand, baby. Got some older people in the crowd. I love that. How are you, sir? You got real fired up earlier. Falcons, sweatshirt, yeah? Are you a Falcons fan? Of the sports team or the animal? You gotta ask. It's 2024, you know? Both? Let's go. Can you do an impression of a Falcon? Oh, what the fuck was that? By the way, I was joking. Wait, maybe do it. What's your first name?
Max.
Max. Can we do it into the mic for me real quick, Max? Stand up. All right, how about this? Let's say I'm going outside to get breakfast, right? I'm going outside my house, okay? To get breakfast. I'm going to go through the Mickey D's drive-thru, right? Hopefully get served by Trump, right? And I'll get an Egg McMuffin, right? And he'll be like, where do you make these fries? The fry machine? And then And then I'll go hand me my hash browns, right? And then I'll go back home, and then I'll be sitting on my back patio. I like to sit outside and take in nature. And then I'll notice, there's a larger-than-life bird on my fucking roof. And I usually feel pretty savvy about being able to... Yeah, you can sit the fuck down. I don't know why you're waiting right here. Yeah, it's going to be a minute. It's my fucking show. So, piece of shit's like, how long is this improv going, man? All right. I'll take it from here, Max. So I'm outside, I'm having an Egg McMuffin, maybe a hash brown, maybe a Diet Coke for breakfast. I like to drink soda for breakfast. Sometimes I'll get real wacky tobacco and put some Orange Crush on some Frosted Flakes. Don't sue me. And I'll be sitting there taking in the morning sunshine, enjoying the day, deciding how much morning momentum I want to take through this afternoon. And then I'll look up and go, oh, shit. What? Okay, there's a secondary falcon on top of the roof. I wish I had another falcon to fight that secondary falcon. And then... Okay, why doesn't everybody just take a moment and do their favorite bird fucking noise? So then... Wait, hold on a second. Nick, come here. Nick, get the fuck up or I'm gonna punch you in the cock. Give me a condor, okay? Don't even think, just do it. A condor. You're a condor, just real quick, don't think.
Caw!
Sit the fuck down, Nick. Keep it going for Nick. He didn't expect that he was gonna have to do that, and you stepped up to the plate. I love that. I'm gonna buy you a shot after the show. I look outside, I see two falcons on my roof. I go, fuck, I need a stronger falcon that can muscle these guys to the ground and fucking, you know, fuck you, right? And then I look over and I see a giant falcon in a falcon's sweatshirt perched next to my breakfast nook. And I lean over and I go, hey, falcon, can you go fuck up those other falcons? And this falcon looks at me and goes,
give me a bite of that McGriddle.
What the fuck are you talking for? What? You're gonna make my mustache fall off, Max. So this falcon talks back to me. And that's when I realized I might have barked up the wrong tree. Maybe he can fly up the right tree and take care of business. I go, falcon, I'll give you some of this McGriddle. But only if you go up and fucking fuck those falcons up with a left-right combo punch, okay? Jake Paul them up for me, okay? And that falcon looks right at me and goes, get up, Max. That falcon looks right at me and goes,
you already hate them.
Oh, you gotta fucking do a falcon noise. Caw! There it is. Keep it going for Max. That's what I was looking for. Keep it going for him, guys. He might be retarded, but at least he came outside tonight. I love you, dog. Stay in school. You guys ready to get this show going right now? I'm going to need to hear a little bit more energy if you guys want to get this show started. Back there, can I fucking hear you? We got a good one for him. Excited. Let's get this show going right now. My first guest on the Dr. Phil Live Show, live from the New York Comedy Festival at the Beacon Theater in New York City. She hails all the way from South Orange, New Jersey. You might have seen her on shows like The Tonight Show or HBO's Crashing, Netflix. Her special was produced by the one and only Bill Burr called Talking to Myself. She's got a new special on Hulu coming out in 2025, and she is a comedy force in the stand-up comedy world. Ladies and gentlemen, make it loud right now. Get loud. Get that fucking energy going for the one and only Jessica Cook. Let her hear it, baby. Here she comes for me. Jessica Kirsten, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi,
she's
guys.
Here live in the
Hi.
Flesh for
you. Wow.
Oopsie-daisy. Here
Look
we
at
go.
Look at this crowd.
How you feeling, Jess?
Horrible.
Yeah. What's got you down on the dumps? Just life.
Yeah, everything. Yeah. I mean, I'm never okay. That's why I'm here. I want you to help me.
Well, you look good.
Thank you. Divorce diet.
Yeah.
Fucking what? Starving. His hands are very sweaty, Dr. Ville.
I could have told you that
I
just by smelling his
semen.
Breath.
Yeah. I haven't had semen on my hands since I'm 25.
Semen on your hand since you were 25?
No, down my throat, yes, but not on my hand.
What does it taste like?
Brisket. It tastes like brisket.
Ladies, can we concur?
That was supportive.
You've been doing stand-up for how long, Jess?
25 years this year.
Yeah, give it up. 25 years this November.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're one of my faves ever. I remember when I first saw you at a casino. You ever done a casino?
I just did one the other night.
They're fun gigs, right?
No. Because everyone's upset that they're losing. So.
Oh, gambling.
Yeah.
So they gamble, and then they try it. The casino goes, well, stop thinking about all the cash you just lost, Dan.
Right. Yeah, right. Exactly. And, I have huge fan base now, so they come, but there's always some people who were given tickets, like, you know, straight men who are like, this woman's not funny, you know, and then I just prove that I am, and then I kill them.
Yeah.
Did you hear one guy just say, sure? He has a small dick, and he hates his mother. He's afraid of powerful women. That's what's happening, Dr. Phil. You know about that.
Well, we're in a weird time right now where guys, think that, they know what's up, you know?
Yeah.
And women know what's up, too, you know?
Yeah, I mean, most. Some are really dumb. But most,
well, I'm not. Know. Yeah, I'm not going to say, look, I have been at a Panera and been behind some dumb cunt that doesn't know what she wants.
I know that dumb cunt. It's his mother. I've met her. Her name is Carol.
That might be tonight's Doritos joke of the night. Now, the C word is fun. I was just in Australia, and that's a real endearing term. Cunt for us is like, people don't want to be called cunts, you know?
I do in bed. Yeah. I do. It turns me on.
All right. Well, let me just write that down real quick.
Okay.
Need a pen.
You're so hot.
So when did you stop being into men? There's a better way for me to ask that. But when did you be gay? When did you be gay?
I know. When I was turned, I was turned gay by a drag queen. That should have gotten a huge laugh. But I think there's homophobes in the crowd. There always are. You know, some straight men who get hard at the gym and don't know why.
There's homophobes everywhere.
Yeah.
I think that's a Judy Blume book. Dear Margaret, it's me, homophobe. I don't know. It sounded funny in my head. Now, Jess, were you funny in school?
Well, let's talk about when I stopped. I didn't mind sucking dick because I'm an eater. Do you know what I'm saying? So I like that feeling in the back of my throat.
Yeah.
I do it with sandwiches every night. I just didn't like what's inside the dick, that liquid. Like if it were tzatziki sauce or baba ganoush or like a nice aioli.
Wouldn't that be fun? Some doctor's got to invent, because, there's always that thing where it's like, you put pineapple in your, toaster strudel, it'll make your cum taste like icing. I forget what the quote is, but it's,
where it's sweet, like, I think.
There's a way to sweeten up the fun.
Yeah.
But it would be more ideal if it could be a sauce of some, like some ranch.
Yeah.
Maybe some Paul Newman's Caesar.
Yeah, hot sauce or something like
some
that.
Some Asiago cheese, maybe.
Yeah.
So do you remember the name of the guy who you sucked off that you thought, this isn't for me?
It was my cousin Scott. he didn't do it for me. Not into Jews, you know what I'm saying? I just not into Jews.
Sounds like another Judy Blume book.
Yeah.
So what's it like being a lesbian in 2024?
It's hard. I love when people watch lesbian sex and think that's what it is. Like women with long nails and tons of makeup on. Like, oh my God, Tiffany, your fingers feel so good in my pussy. Harder, harder, harder. Give me a hysterectomy. Real lesbian porn is women just sitting around crying and eating hummus.
Fuck you guys. That deserved more. That was funny.
I know, but they're nervous.
They're warming up. It's Friday. They're waiting.
We're in New York.
Some of them are sitting there like, I wonder if Jake Paul's winning.
Oh, me too.
Who fucking cares? By the way, that fight, what a fight. Who orchestrated that? Here's my impression of the guy who starts the fight, the announcer. In this corner, we have arguably one of the most popular boxers of the last 30 years. He's been seen in films like The Hangover and A Madea Family Funeral, and in 1992 was charged with rape and sentenced to prison for 6 years. In this corner, he was popular on Vine in 2013.
His brother's a YouTuber, and in 2021, he was charged by the U.S. Exchange and Security Commissions for falsely promoting a crypto asset without providing the details that he was sponsored to do so.
That was brilliant. That was brilliant.
What the fuck? I gotta get a Bowflex. But you know what I'm saying? So my point is there's a lot of shit out there to distract you with.
Yeah.
Do you love your wife?
No, we're getting divorced. I mean, I'll always love her. Thanks for bringing that up. It's fine.
Why are you getting divorced? Can I ask?
Well, it just didn't work for a long time, and we tried. This is really upbeat. We tried.
We'll make it fun.
I have four daughters from two baby mamas. I'm like a rapper.
Yeah.
I call myself Lil Jew.
Now, having kids, that's an impressive feat. Four kids, and I've heard you talk about them, and I'm sure they adore you. Having a cool, funny mom, not every mom is cool and funny.
Yeah.
And also, you lay down the hammer, right? You've experienced life. You know about the twists and turns, the ups and downs. Is it tough to raise kids in the city versus, like, I don't know, Amish country or a garage? You know how some moms are getting caught on YouTube for locking their kids in the toy room?
Yeah, I've done that.
yeah.
One of them shoved a Lego up her ass, but it's fine.
For real?
Yeah, I hate some people in this crowd.
It's okay.
It's okay. This show means nothing to me. You know what I mean? It's not going to help my career at all. I'm playing here in April, so I don't give
Are
a
you
fuck.
Really?
Yeah.
Guys, come back and see Jess Kirsten here in April.
I'm going to keep plugging it through the whole interview.
Well, there is something about being a funny mom that I think translates to offstage experiences. I'm sure you've got parents at, like, teacher-parent conferences or family fun runs where they come up to you and they go, you know, my daughter's thinking about getting into stand-up. Can you give her some pointers? Or tell a joke for me at this
They all
bris.
Say tell a joke for me.
What do you usually do?
I'm like, one time I tried to cut myself. But I cut myself on the inside with chips. You know what I'm saying? I fuck my face with Doritos. That's true. That's why I like that they're a part of this.
There is. Doritos might be my go-to snack.
Yeah, they're so good.
I always say, because I know you've talked about food addiction.
Yeah.
That might be my biggest addiction. Sometimes I'll, you know, again, I'll take an edible, right?
Right.
I'll sit down, I'll turn on, you know, season 3 of Boy Meets World, right?
Yeah.
That's when Ben Savage started to grow pubes, right? And Mr. Feeney was always like, Ben Savage, your brother was in Wonder Years. I don't do voices, but he was... He was always fucking, you know, he's like, hey, do your homework or I'll beat you. I didn't watch the show, but I'll get real comfy and cozy and I'll do peanut butter and pickles.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is a fun stoner snack. Do you ever get high?
No, I used to. I'm in recovery. I'm sober now. Yeah. You know you have a problem with cocaine when you're like, it's my turn and you're alone. That's a fucking problem.
Holy shit, been there.
Yeah.
What is...
It's so good.
Yeah, I've only done cocaine once.
What happened?
Went to the record store, bought season 4 of Boy Meets World.
That's great.
No, what did I do? I swam to Cabo. No, what did I do? I think I just went outside, took a walk. My heart was beating out of my chest.
Yeah, yeah. Were you ever high when you, like, did therapy with someone?
Oh, all the time, yeah.
That's great.
The amount of times I've sat down with a 17, 18-year-old boy, and they're like, I just don't feel like I fit in school. And I was like, well, quit being a fucking pussy, you know?
Yeah. That's what heroin will do.
Yeah. Well, heroin's that's a different beast, you know? Your last name is Kirschenbaum?
No, well, that was the name before they escaped the Holocaust. But now, I love how quiet it just got. Most of you aren't Jewish.
Yeah, it's a room full of Mel Gibsons all of a sudden.
That's amazing.
Remember when Mel Gibson said, what was he, on the side of the freeway? What's crazy to me about that clip is that the cop was like, how fast were you going? And he was like, Jews aren't real. And I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
That's not what I even fucking asked you, Gibbs.
I rub one out to that clip. I do.
Really?
Almost every night. Yeah, that or Schindler's List. I just fucking fist myself.
Are they making a sequel? All right, let's move
Whatever.
On. I feel like...
Let's not get into it. I'm sorry.
Let's not get into it. Are you excited for the holidays? I wrote that down, and it felt like a good question to ask, because we're approaching... You got to ask, because everyone's got a different approach to the holiday season. Some people go, let's get the whole fam bam together. Some people go, fucking everyone can suck on my fat dick.
That's what I say.
I'm going to Rhode Island, and I'm renting an Airbnb.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna do cocaine by myself.
Yeah, that's probably what will happen if I'll relapse. I'm hoping. Anyway, so, no, I'm going to Vegas to perform.
Let's fucking
there.
To perform.
Yeah, the night after Thanksgiving. So I'm going on Thanksgiving, so I don't have to go to the family event.
Let's go. Vegas can be Vegas can suck you in and suck you out.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Spit you up and
I
spit
love
you down.
To gamble.
What's your game?
Blackjack, but I sit with all the Asian, you know, the old Asian women who take a long time to make a decision. And it's really difficult. I'm like, just fucking hit! You know what I mean? I just abuse them.
I like to play Uno with a friend of mine named Blackjack.
Yeah, Uno's fun.
There's no competitive Uno. But, yeah, blackjack's fun because you can take a little bit of money and have a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
But sometimes people do go to Vegas with no game plan. You got to at least have a somewhat of a strategy, right?
Yeah.
Hit me on 21, hit me in the bathroom, right?
Right.
You got your master's in social work. That's exciting.
Yeah, I almost did.
Oh, okay.
I stopped right before and moved to Massachusetts and sold pot for 4 years.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was a dealer to the dealers. Yeah.
You were like Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Thank you.
In Weeds.
I'm really proud of it. I was the what?
Like Julia Louis-Dreyfus in Weeds or Mary Louise Parker. Some fucking Louise was doing coke in a bathroom at a Holiday Inn Express.
Special needs.
Special needs Louise. Yeah. I love the nicknames in school that people gave the kids with fucked up disabilities.
Yeah, that was fun.
Like we had Down Syndrome Danny.
Wow.
You can probably put together what he was working with, right? We had Autism Andy.
Really?
No, I'm what fucking did you, what just did you making do to small him? Talk, Jess. Yeah, of course we did.
I know, but I find this, I'm so horny right now. Can you say more?
We had Pervert Peter, who always, he would pull his pants down all the way in the bathroom to go pee. Why is your pussy so high?
Because the chair is hot. I've never seen you laugh like that, Dr. Phil.
Well, I'm trying to... you're welcome.
I'm making you speechless.
Jess, I want to play a game with you.
Okay.
You're one of the funniest fucking people I've ever seen.
Thank you.
Guys, one more time for Jessica Kirsten. I mean, you are a true...
You guys are great, most of you.
From stand-up comedy to acting, you did some voice over in Bubble Guppies.
Yeah.
I read that on Wikipedia.
Nightmare.
What's that?
Yeah, it was really fun.
Who was that?
That was my inner child trying to get out.
What is Bubble Guppies?
It's a cartoon for kids. It's one of those dumb cartoons. Yeah, it's cute. My kids love it. They're 12 and 13. But It's a cute, like, I don't know, fucking fish or something.
Yeah.
I blocked all of them out.
Yeah. Well, there's no shortage of opportunities coming your way. I know you're doing a new special in 2025.
Yeah.
Hulu, right?
One of the 12.
I mean, let's go. One of the 12.
Yeah.
They picked a select few to do stand-up and you are just so goddamn likable and sweet.
Thank you.
Your ability to
Holy shit. That stunk.
It's a Mountain Dew Code Red from 1996. There we go. I like a woman that can barf.
I feel
barf.
Safe now to do it because you just did.
Yeah. Can you gross somebody out with, when did you and your wife, sorry to bring it up, but when did you guys start farting or queefing in front of each
first
other?
First date. We're lesbians.
First date?
Yeah.
Lesbians fart on the first date?
I shit
date?
Myself on the second date.
Where?
Because I felt safe and not triggered.
In a Hyundai Tucson or?
What?
Like, where'd you shit yourself?
On her face. But it was fine because... it really drew her in. That's when she proposed, is when I made a big load on her face.
Did you do it just like involuntarily, or was she like, I bet you wouldn't shit on my face at the Cheesecake
Factory?
Yeah,
I had to push it for like 3 hours, but she's very patient. That I can say. She's very patient.
Have you seen Oppenheimer?
You're great.
All right, let's play a game. You guys want to play a game with Jessica Kirsten?
Yes.
I knew you would. That's why I asked.
Yeah.
All right. So look, New York City has been the backdrop to a lot of filming, a lot of fun, a lot of movies, right? So many cinematic adventures have been filmed and taped in the Big Apple. So I'd love to play a game where I'm going to put up a picture, okay, of a movie that was filmed here, and we're going to take turns looking at that picture, and let's say you'll go first, and you'll look at the picture of the of a scene from the movie, and then try to get me to guess what movie it is.
Okay, that was so long.
Yeah.
I disassociated halfway in.
So
but I'll try to do what you just said.
Yeah, so you'll look at the movie, the scene from the movie, and you'll go, all right, let me try to get Phil to guess what movie it is. Whether it's doing a line from it or a scene or paraphrasing whatever you took from that film, and then I'll do the same.
Okay.
You ready to play?
Yeah, sure.
You guys ready to play?
Thanks. Yeah, let's do it.
It's a little game we like to call, hey, I think that movie was filmed in New York City. Do you know what this movie is? That was $40 well spent. Okay. This was filmed in New York City, and I'll see if I, okay.
So, how's the sandwich? You look marvelous. Oh, the sandwich is so good. And the soup is,
oh my God, I know what it is.
Oh,
my
God. I'm gonna squirt in this diner.
What the fuck is the name? Oh, that
I'm
was
having
everything.
An orgasm because the meatloaf makes me wanna fucking suck my own clit.
Oh my God.
Don't do that here.
Keep going.
Let me at least take my sweater off. I was in Monsters, Inc.
Everyone knows this. Everyone knows it, and I've blocked everything out from the past.
It's two people.
I know it's two, but I know the movie, but I can't remember it.
The title?
Yeah, Aladdin?
Yep, that's correct. Take a look. You got it. Take a look.
I still don't remember the name.
Yeah. When Harry Met Sally.
Oh, fuck. I love that movie.
That's all right. Steven, hit me with another picture.
Oh.
Give me another fucking picture, you fucking cheater.
Fuck. I thought you were going to be in character. I love luck.
Ah, we've got to get the proton packs because of all the spooky wookies.
Spooky wookies.
Maybe if we get Rick Moranis to drive us there.
I know this.
Hey, guys, I shrunk my kids.
Wrong movie, Rick.
Hey, man. Hey, I'm the only black guy in this fucking space movie. How come nobody ever gives me any fucking cool lines in the movie? You think you're funny, Bill Murray? Fuck you, motherfucker. Do you know what it is?
Yeah, it's either The Pianist or... Ghostbusters.
Give it up for Jessica Kirsten.
Holy
she got
shit,
it right
I
on last
right.
time. Jessica Kirsten,
thank
a special
you guys.
Comes out
thank
on Hulu
you so
in 2025.
Much. Thank you. I love you. Thank you. Thank you, sweetie. Don't pull me. Thank you so much. Thanks, guys. Thank you, Dr. Phil.
Guys, keep it going. One more time for Jessica Kirsten. There she goes. There she fucking goes. You guys having a good time so far? We got quite a bit of show left. It's only going to get weirder and wilder. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. All right, we cut our commercial budget. But I do have an ad that I need to read, okay? Times have been tough for the Dr. Phil Live Show. We got some sponsors we got to pay the piper on. So, Freddie, hit me with those house lights real quick so I can take a look at these degenerates. I'm looking for somebody who knows how to read, preferably a little boozed up, that might want to come on stage and help me read this ad right now. Yeah. Sir, with the popcorn? Yeah, you're holding your hands up. What's your name, my man?
Brandon.
Brandon. And what do you do here in New York, Brandon?
Nothing.
He doesn't? I love that answer. What do you do? He doesn't? Brandon, go all the way to this side, will you, player? And that's how you're going to come. Unless you want to... Oh, this guy's going to fucking Will Smith you if you get any closer. My man, thanks for keeping the streets of New York safe, player. This guy, did you guys see what he did when Brandon got 2 inches from him? He was like, you fucking do it, you fucking... I want you to fucking do it, do it. I want you to fucking do it. Smell my fucking hair like Joe Biden. I'll fucking hit you. Holy shit. Don't just fucking walk out behind me like that, dude. How you doing, Brandon?
I'm doing great. I love being up here. You know what? I'm drinking your favorite thing. Tequila.
Let's go. I'd take a sip, but it looks like you haven't brushed your teeth today.
I have.
Great. Brandon, what do you do here in New York City? Your friends...
I don't do anything here in New York City. I live in New Hampshire. I am a chef, but I'm working between jobs right now.
Where are you a chef at? Let's give your restaurant a little bit of a shout-out.
I was a chef at a certain place, but I just left there. I'm in between jobs right now.
What was the restaurant that you worked at,
Brandon? Tortilla Flats in Merrimack, New Hampshire. It's a great place. I love the family that works there. Definitely go there if you're in New Hampshire, in Merrimack, New Hampshire. Go there, try their food. It's delicious.
That's heavy praise from a guy that got Me Too'd there 3 weeks ago.
I didn't get Me Too'd there, but, you know.
He goes, I didn't get Me Too'd there. Yeah, that's exactly what a guy who got Me Too'd would say. Now, Brandon, you got to...
We'll be right back.
We'll keep it right here. Brandon, I like your tattoo. It's a necklace?
Yeah, I got a whole tattoo necklace right around my neck.
Show the crowd, Brandon. Careful, don't put your fucking lemonade on my chair, you dumb fuck.
Rosary bead tattooed around my neck for my grandmother. When she passed away, she gave me a rosary bead. I put that around my neck for her.
Dude, that is so fucking gay. Now, did you? No, that is so sweet. Brandon, that is so sweet. I wish I had my grandma still around to have a moment with that. Like, now, when she gave you the tattoo idea, or she gave you the actual necklace, and then you got a tattoo?
She had dementia, and then she gave me the rosary bead.
You stole it, you mean, yeah.
She always had this one.
She didn't fucking remember.
She used to say every night and day before she would wake up and go to bed, she would say the same prayer with the rosary bead.
What was the prayer?
For thee, my Lord, for thee, and shepherds we shall be... shall pass. I forget the rest of it.
And go get that ass. Yeah, fuck yeah. Keep it going for Brandon. That's my new favorite song. Weirdest fucking hug I've ever been a part of. Brandon, I got an ad for you. Steven's got some commercial music for me. I'm going to hit a commercial right here for the crowd. It's an ad we got to take care of. Now, this is called a cold read, Brandon, which means you don't got time to warm up. You just got to look at the page.
Read it right off the bat.
Just right off the bat, right off the page. Just go right. No slowing down. I mean, take your time, okay? If the crowd laughs, feel it out.
Read it. I'll still read it.
Okay. And then do it once. Steven, you got that music for me? Great. Take that, take the mic, and do what you do.
Every year, 30,000 Americans come to New York City looking for love. People from all walks of life who think they're gonna find the love of their life, like JLO in Made in Manhattan. 2 years later, they're washing dishes at an Olive Garden in Times Square that their BFF got knee to, at hoping the cute busboy thinks you're good enough to join his Hootie and the Blowfish cover band? Well, he didn't. Cause life ain't fair, toots. New York City is tough. It's rough. It's got grit and beauty. We're not just late night stabbing next to a bagel shop or homeless guys jerking off next dressed as Elmo. We've got spunk and charm. We do Seth Meyers, Paul Giamatti, and Gayle King have in common. They're all in New York, baby. So before you go running your mouth about how the Big Apple smells like big diarrhea, about how the Big Apple smell... Oh, sorry, I repeated that line. Look in the mirror, take a deep breath, and go fuck yourself. Or call the number below. Operators are standing by. Also, babies are gay. I have a crush on my uncle, and 9/11 was an inside fuck.
Okay. That was not on the page. That was not on the page. You fucking psycho. Brandon, I love you. Guys, keep it going for Brandon, everybody. There he goes. You're a fucking legend, player. Right back that way, okay?
And Love you, Dr. Phil. My favorite shows. I watch it every single time it comes out. And keep doing what you're doing, because I love your comedy style and I fucking love it. Keep doing what you're doing.
Security, I love you. I love you. Thank you for coming out. Guys, keep it going for Brandon. There he goes. Right that way, my man. Maybe just call him an Uber pool. What a fucking legend. We just started doing that at the live shows, and so far we're 3 for 3. That guy was shithoused. Smelled like beef jerky, too.
Today's episode of the About Last Night podcast is brought to you by Built. Guys, the seasons are changing. The leaves are coming out. The snowmen are coming to steal your they're going to break up your marriage. Easy, Grandpa. I'm already dreaming of a warm weather getaway. I know you guys are, too. The summer is just around the corner. So is spring. Look, I love using points for travel. I'm always traveling, and I'm always looking for ways to earn more when I book my next flight. Here's a life hack for you. Built lets you earn points on rent payments and redeem them towards flights, hotels, and a lot more. One of your biggest investments should be to get more than just a roof over your head. Let me explain. Joining Built, well, there's no cost. And as a member, you'll earn valuable points on rent and your everyday spending. Built points can be transferred to your favorite hotels and airlines, and even the ones you haven't heard of. There are over 500 airlines and 700,000 hotels and properties around the world that you can redeem your Built points toward. Points that can also be redeemed towards a future rent payment and unique experiences that only Built members can access. If you haven't heard of Built, basically, you're about to thank me. Earning points on rent is now a reality when you pay your rent through Built, okay? You don't even have to check with your landlord to start earning points that you can use towards flights, hotel stays, fitness classes, and honestly, even your next rent payment. Let me break it down for you. If you're a renter, start taking advantage of Built right now. Because, look, you can earn points on groceries, travel, and practically everything else that we buy as consumers. But we should also be earning points on rent. Do you know what I'm saying? One of the biggest monthly expenses for a human being. Built changed the game by letting renters earn high value points on rent and around their neighborhood. Start earning points on your rent that you're already paying by joining Built. Go to joinbuilt.com/ALN and start earning points on your rent payments today. That's join, joinbuilt.com/ALN. And start earning points. I'm telling you, it's going to add up. You're going to start getting free giveaways, points towards things, and just, look, we all want to be getting more than what we're bargaining for, and you can do it with Built. Be a member. Do it now. Joinbuilt.com/ALN. I love you. Holidays are coming around, and shopping is going to be a part of it, and look, everyone hates going to the store. It's crowded. You're dealing with racists and fatties, so you want to stay inside, make Thanksgiving and shopping easier. Grocery bills, they add up, especially this time of year. This Thanksgiving, you don't need to stress about food shopping when you can use Ibotta, because you can earn cash back on all the things that you're already going to buy. This month, Ibotta is giving new users 100% cash back on your Thanksgiving feast. Just add the offers in the app to redeem everything you need to make your Thanksgiving feast complete. All you have to do is shop at your favorite retailers and upload your receipt. Ibotta gives you cash back on hundreds of grocery items, from produce to personal care to pantry goods, so you can get everything you need for the holidays. Look, other apps are going to give you points. They don't really amount to much. With Ibotta, you get real cash back that you can cash out to your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards for the family. You can also earn cash back on hundreds of online brands and retailers when you start with Ibotta. So start with Ibotta and get all these brands included, like Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy, and more.
But how do I use it?
Good question, Joe. Download the Ibotta app now and use promo code ABOUT or ALN to get 100% cash back on your Thanksgiving feast starting November 1st. That's, again, download the Ibotta app and use promo code ABOUT or ALN to get 100% cash back on your Thanksgiving feast starting November 1st. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app and use the promo code ABOUT or ALN. That's I-B-O-T-T-A in the Google Play or App Store with promo code ABOUT or ALN. Do it. Love it. Happy holidays. Money, 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 money. Today's episode of the About Last Night podcast is brought to you by Acorns. We all have a personal relationship with cash money, okay? Where do we get it? How do we get it? How do we get more of it? Well, This is a time of year where investing and saving for your future is imperative, okay? What does Acorns recommend? Well, how about an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals and automatically invests your money for you? So many things I didn't know about investing and needed some help and some quick lessons and stuff that I now know that I wish I knew earlier, and Acorns can help you with all of that. They're here to make it easy for you to start investing and saving for your future, okay? So take a moment. Think about what you got, think about what you want, and how you want your life to move forward. And Acorns can help you with all that. Head right now to acorns.com/ALN or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Once again, that's acorns.com/ALN or download the Acorns app and start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/ALN.
You guys ready for more Dr. Phil Live? Your next guest is one of my favorite comics on planet Earth. He's a regular here in New York City, travels all over the world. You know him from shows on HBO, Netflix, Comedy Central. He's one of the best impressionists in the game. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Godfrey! Holy shit, there he is. There he is. Godfrey, how you doing? One more time for Godfrey, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, what's up, guys?
One of my favorite comics in the world.
What's you saying? Same. I just came from the gym.
You look good. Yeah, you look fucking. But now.
Yeah, who was reading earlier? Fuck.
Oh, that was Brandon.
Jesus, that was slow.
Yeah.
That was so slow.
Yeah. Well, he's been throwing them back.
He said J-L-O. That was fucking hilarious. I thought he was spelling Jello. Fuck, I didn't know. He missed it.
Imagine if Cosby was pronouncing Jello J-Lo back in the day.
J-Lo,
Theo, get me my pills to put in the drink.
And you put it in the drink and then it's Alvaro. Anybody speak Cosby? I don't know.
That was fucking good. No, but Max speaks Falcon. Is there a... That Cosby impression, I mean, there must have been a time when you were like, man, this crushes in the clubs.
It crushes. I actually worked for the guy when I was one of my first jobs was the second Cosby show he had when I coming from Chicago, because I'm originally from Chicago.
Yep.
So that was my first gig, like working for Cosby, audience coordinator, man.
Holy shit.
I'm not bullshitting. I didn't see anybody get raped.
Yeah.
Nobody got the pudding pie.
Is that what he called his penis?
That's what he calls pussy. Pudding.
We'll keep it in. There has got to be something about being a doctor dad where you just... Also, Ghost Dad was... That crushed in the movie theaters.
I think it was trash. I think it was
Oh,
no
really?
Good. I think, yeah, it was no good. Movies were like... The 70s were like Uptown Saturday Night.
Right.
And Let's Do It Again with Sidney Poitier. That was like his big movie. But his sitcom was the main shit. Movies were trash.
Yeah, it was the first sitcom I remember watching going, oh, this is real life shit. We're like, yeah. Raven Simone would be like, I don't want to do my homework. And he was like, then I'll fucking lock you in the car with Malcolm Jamal Warner, you know.
That Cosby with Down syndrome? But you're like, I already locked you in the car.
Now you can see why Lorne Michaels passed. That was in my impression routine. Now,
yes.
You've been grinding. You've been a successful comic for a couple of decades now, yeah?
Yeah, 25, over 25 years.
One of the funniest, keep it going for Godfrey. Thank you. I mean, this guy just fucking. I have stumbled into comedy clubs and the roof is being blown off and put back on and blown off again while you're on stage. Why do you love it so much? What do you love about the stage and performing?
Look at what you got in front of you. Just live performance. Nothing beats that. And I'm proud of you, buddy.
I appreciate
it. Give it up, Dr. Phil. Yeah. Adam. Yo,
we're having a good time.
You're fucking kicking ass, bro.
It's wild. What's wild is that, you know, you throw darts in life, right? You go every time. Where do you get your material from? Life or personal experience?
It's just sometimes a conversation, just living, man. You get, you know, how sometimes we'll be talking, be like, yo, that's funny. I'm going to try it out. You just get it from, you can wake up and just say, oh, I got a good joke. It's from everything. Everyday living and shit. People acting stupid. You know, you go, oh yeah, I'm gonna write about this bitch. Watch. You know what I mean? Everyday life, yeah.
Do you ever have to run bits by your friends if you're gonna put them in a story?
No, I don't do that. Those are shitty comics that do that. When they're always running bits on you, nah, I run it when I get on stage, I run it from there. You know,
so you got
I mean?
A little nugget of an idea and you hit the stage.
Yeah, I hit the stage. Or I'll tell somebody the actual idea. I go, yo, what do you think about this? It's like, I'm going to talk about this. I don't actually do it.
Sure,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? Yeah, that's how I run it.
Do so. You think Trump winning is going to give you more like material?
Hell
like,
yeah.
People
God are... damn. They're eating the dogs. They're still eating the dogs. They're still eating the dogs. I told you, they're eating the dogs.
Hey, no one's eating dogs. Come on. No one's eating dogs. No one's eating dogs. You're eating dogs.
Mr.
She's
Biden,
eating dogs.
Sit down. You're shitting your pants again. Sit down. Sleepy Joe. Sloppy Joe.
All right.
You're so sloppy, Joe. You're so full of shit. Sit down. You're so bad. You're so bad.
I'm wearing a diaper.
You don't even know what city you're in right now. You don't know.
Sure I do. Delaware.
That guy, I mean, you can get too old. I think you can overstay your welcome, you know? 78? 78 is fucking old,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, they need to lower it to like 25. Jesus
I would love
Christ.
A 25-year-old president that's
yeah.
wearing like a beanie outdoors
hell
when it's 90
yeah.
degrees.
A tank top and the fucking, you know, when a they're doing cigarette. The State of the Union. Tank top, built.
Oh, he's always quoting Usher, right?
He's doing body rolls.
Yep. He's holding an unlit cigarette, wearing cargo shorts, doing this to women yeah. in the crowd. What's up, sweetheart?
Yes!
Just kidding. We're having fun, right?
Yes. It's too. They're too old now. They're too old.
Yeah. It's well. People are too yeah. serious overall. Do you ever get perturbed? Like if you're in line at a BK or let's say you're at Target getting some towels, right? What's your Target go to?
If my I Target is socks.
Yeah.
I fuck with socks.
You
the
a big sock guy?
Tet sock dude. I go to Target, baby, with the fucking wrap. It's like 10 in a pack. It's fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sock and underwears. Boom, and then I'm out. I don't shop for any other thing.
You strike me as a free ball guy, but...
Free ball? No,
don't cancel
do
me.
No Diddy, baby. No Diddy. Fuck all that. No Diddy, man.
Did Diddy free ball?
No. I don't know. I wasn't there. I left early.
I would have loved the invite, but... Guess my LinkedIn got lost in the shuffle. I don't know if I would have gone. I think I would have. It's like the Playboy Mansion or Disneyland. You're like, I want to go see what it's like, but I don't.
I've been to Diddy parties, but they were public parties, like when New York was dope. I mean, 2000s and shit like that. I would go. I would see Jay-Z. I would see all of them, but never. I never did the other weird shit, the baby oil, you know.
Did you ever see somebody at a Diddy party that was like, you were like, I never expected them to be there, like, I don't know, like, you know, John Stamos or Third Eye Blind.
No. You would see everybody. Madonna, you'd see, and these were at the clubs,
yeah.
You know, where everybody could see what was going on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Do you like the club vibe? Because
Not anymore. I mean, shit.
But there was a time.
There was a time. Oh, hell yeah. Fuck yeah. But the music now is so horrible that nobody dances anymore. Do you guys dance anymore? No. It's the mumble rap. Hamina, 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 here, ha, yeah, yeah, hamina, yeah, 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 black space, hamina, yeah, yeah, hamina, ha, yeah, 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 Dr. Phil, yeah, yeah, motherfucker, motherfucker, pussy, yeah, Dr. Phil, pussy, pussy, yeah, pussy, pussy, yeah, Dr. Phil. That's the music now. I'm Wu-Tang forever. Let's go, baby! Wu-Tang forever, goddammit.
You know what I was a big fan of was Adina Howard, Freak Like Me.
Oh, nice!
I remember Robin and I, we put on TLC Pandora when I was eating her out.
Oh, shit, nice.
And, you know, at first it was like, you know, then explain how you love me to me. Well, that's not how I do it. Yeah. Oh. Who the fuck was that Terminator?
And then you did a menage a trois, and you played "What About Your Friend?"
Yeah. Don't you get? But then it would always skip to something that you know, and then it'd be like
"Return of the Mac" once again.
And that got me really.
Hey.
And that got me real excited. And then, like, as she's about to climax, it'd be like, here went a fast car. I'm about to get... And then my boner went down and she dried up like the fucking Titanic or something that wasn't wet, you know? Coach, you do sound effects.
Are they pretty good?
Okay, wait. Give me...
One man in a world.
Wait, do a movie and I'm going to be... Here, I'm just going to narrate a movie and I'm just going to act along to
it. One man in a world. A therapist who's just trying to change someone's life. From the director of Boogie Nights and Transporter comes a man in his own right. Just trying to fuck the world with one penis. Dr. Phil.
Pretty good, man. Pretty good, Godfrey. When did you know you were good at voices?
Oh, shit. Like three, 4 or 5 years old. 4 or 5 years old, I was like doing Ali and Howard Cosell when
Holy
I was little.
Shit.
I'm fast, I'm pretty, I shook up the world. I told you I'm the greatest. I told you Joe Frazier's too ugly to be the champ. I'm so fast.
Wait, 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 real quick. Do Muhammad Ali and I'll be Jake Paul. And we'll be... Ready? Let's be facing off. Ready?
Jake Paul, I'm going to knock you out. You a slow white boy. I just told you, man. You're old. You're an Instagram comedian, boy. You and your brother Logan. I hate both of you.
My brother's got a podcast that's got more numbers than your fucking... than your old... fuck. That's right. Suck on my beard hair.
Go Tyson. Go fucking Tyson. Mike. Let's go.
I hope Mike Tyson bites... bites Jake's fucking nose off like Chris Farley in Dirty Work.
Bites his scrotum.
Can you imagine if... I mean, he's going to beat the fuck out of him, right?
I would think so. I mean, I would think so. Because they say that the strength goes later. It's the last thing to go is your power. So I think if he gets hit with that shit, pong, I think he'll get fucked up. I think so.
You know what I miss is that Mike, in his old interviews, he was a lot more... You know, I think he's softened up because he's got kids and a weed company.
And he weeds and he's older. His shit used to be like, I'm the greatest. I told you, man, you a bitch. I told you I was going to fuck you up, man. I don't give fuck my dick. I'm going to fucking fuck you in the ass.
Whoa.
Yeah.
But yeah, now... Didn't he say, I'm going to eat your heart. I'm going to eat your children.
Yeah, I'm going to eat your children.
By the way, I'm going to eat your kids is so scary.
That's the scariest shit ever. And he's still the scariest man. But now he's like old Mike. So he's like, I don't give a fuck. Either put him, put me. I'm going to tell him I'm going to fuck him up now. I don't give a fuck. I'm higher than a motherfucker.
Wait, give me old Mike Tyson ordering at McDonald's. I'll be the drive-thru guy.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order?
Yeah, man. What the fuck, man? You know, I'm hungry than a motherfucker, man. I need 2 Big Macs. I need a motherfucking large fry and shit. I want you to fucking supersize it, bitch, motherfucker. Supersize my shit.
Wait, I'm sorry. Do what to it?
You heard what the fuck I said, man. I'll eat your fucking ass, motherfucker. Give me my shit. And I'm not paying for a motherfucking thing.
Yeah, but what size did you want?
You, motherfucker, I'm going to come in there. I'm going to grab you, motherfucker. I'm going to fuck you right by the fry machine, motherfucker.
This is my last day. I'd like to see you try. I don't got nothing to lose.
It's your last day on earth, motherfucker.
Godfrey, ladies and gentlemen. Keep it going for him. Unbelievable.
Thank you.
Godfrey,
yes, sir.
You can do an impression of one of my best friends in the business, Steve Harvey.
Oh, shit.
Now, is, I would love to...
I'm going to tell you something, Dr. Phil. I'm happy to be here. I'm real happy to be here, boy.
Steve, I would love to play a quick game of Family Feud with you.
Oh, let's go. This is my favorite shit right here. Yeah. Woo! See, I'm going to tell you something right now. This God has blessed me to be here. He's my friend. I wouldn't have done this for nobody. I'm going to tell you that right now. I got a lot of shows, boy.
I know you do.
I'm busy.
I appreciate it.
As hell.
Steve, I appreciate it. I want to play a quick round of feud.
Let's go.
And the winner is going to get a copy of my book, We've Got Issues. And I'm going to get somebody from the crowd to play along, okay? I'm going to put two people up against each other.
All right.
So give me a category, and I'll answer for just give me a category.
Okay. We'll say movies.
Okay, great. Fuck, now what?
What the fucking category?
Oh, okay,
oh, top, are you going to say top five?
Oh, top, okay, so you're...
Top five answers on the board
How about this? Give me, is there something that you, like, top five? How about this?
Okay.
Things you don't want to, I always like when it's like, things you don't want to hear in the bedroom,
okay.
Right?
Okay, top five answers on the board, here's the question. Name something you don't want to hear in the bedroom.
Okay, great. Tim, right? Tim, what's one thing, what's the number one answer that you don't want to hear in the bedroom?
Laughter.
Okay.
Survey said, that's the number one answer, boy.
Oh, it is?
Okay, great. Yeah.
All right, that was fun. All right, I thought I was going to go around and do like three of them.
Please. No, you can keep going. It's number one, but you got five.
Oh, that's right. All right. Nick?
The hell is wrong with you,
Nick,
boy?
Nick, Steve, give it to me one more time. What's the question?
Okay, here's the question. Name something you don't want to hear in the bedroom.
Good night, son.
What?
Oh, shit.
All right,
shit.
I don't know what the fuck he just said. Good night, son. Nick. Okay, so in this scenario, you're
what
fucking your wife in your
that?
Kid's race car bed. Good night, son. Is that what you said?
Oh, shit.
Sir... Show me good night, son. Sorry, Nick.
Thank God.
Nick, I fucking love you.
Damn, good night, son.
Shit. All right, Max. Steve, hit me with that question one more time.
Here's the question.
By the way, my favorite episode ever was...
Porcupine?
Porcupine.
That was the greatest
shit
ever.
You guys seen that clip? Steve goes, what did he say? He goes...
He said, name something that comes after pork. He said, cupine.
And the guy goes, it's up there, Steve. It's up there. He goes, oh, it's going to be on YouTube.
All right, Max. Max, give it to me, Steven.
All right. Name something you don't want to hear in the bedroom. The call.
Yep. Oh, my God. Get the fuck out of here.
What happened?
Yeah. Don't worry about it. I'll send you a link. You got it, babe. Take that book, baby. Guys, keep it going for Godfrey. That's the one and only Godfrey, baby. There he goes, Godfrey, ladies and gentlemen. How's it going to keep getting better? You guys having a good time? We got a little bit more fun on this Dr. Phil Live Show. Balcony, you guys having a good time? Make some fucking noise for me up there. You guys, your next guest on the Dr. Phil Live Show comes all the way from Pompton Plains, New Jersey. This guy's been acting and entertaining you guys for decades. You might know him from TV shows like Orange is the New Black or movies like Saving Silverman, My Best Friend's Girl, and American Pie. Ladies and gentlemen, keep it going for Jason Biggs! There he is. Keep it going for him. Come on. That's a living legend in the house. Holy fucking shit. Jason Biggs in the house. Got that mic on your chair, player.
Hey, Doc.
One more time for Jason Biggs. Now, this is a special deal. Yep. You good?
I'm good.
Just following you. That was a real professional actor move right there.
I was
there.
Just trying to be a little bit in front of you.
Yeah. Jason, you're from Pompton Plains. Where the fuck is that?
You know...
Shut up. Let them talk.
They don't fucking know.
They don't know? Where is it?
They don't know either. Pompton Plains is in New Jersey. I was born there. That's where the hospital was, but I didn't grow up there. Shut up. Jesus Christ. I was born in Pompton Plains, but I grew up in a town called Hasbrook Heights, you also don't know where that is.
Where is
no,
it?
Actually, that is close. There's probably some Bergen County peeps in here tonight, right? Yeah. So it's like 8 miles from here. Giant Stadium, right next to the stadium and everything over there.
Have you seen the movie 8 Mile?
8 Mile, yeah, I've seen 8 Mile, yeah.
What's your, because you've been acting since you were a kid.
Yeah.
5 years old.
Yeah.
Didn't you get your SAG card, like, from doing a kid commercial? Like, I wrote it down, you did a commercial for Pathmark.
I did, yeah.
Which sounds like a Bill Cosby drug.
Yeah, it does. It does. No, it was a commercial for Bill Cosby drug.
Yeah. That I, wait, what is Pathmark? It's Pathmark a 90s product.
I don't know if it exists anymore, but it was a Jersey or Northeast Tri-State area grocery chain.
Okay.
And I did that. That was in 1988. I got my cheering for a grocery store.
This guy's like, yeah, man, butter's too expensive. Trump 2025.
Yeah.
Now, is...
yeah, so that was 1988, yeah.
Do you remember your line in the commercial?
I don't remember my line.
Well, let's cut to a clip. put the curtain up.
That would be amazing. There is a clip of a Burger King commercial that I did that is online. I think that's the only commercial that I've... I spend nights, most nights, looking over the internet for clips of myself.
Yeah.
And the only commercial I've come up with is a Burger King one that I did when I was like 15 or 16.
Do you remember your line in that?
Yes. In fact, one of them was like, oh my God, this is so good. We're eating burger like in a mall. And then, you ready for this? I'm with two other buddies. And then at the end of the spot, I go, there's a Burger King commercial.
I remember,
all right,
yeah.
All right, I'm just reminding you. All right, fucking don't.
Fucking Hesburg Heights over here, whatever the fuck. Hes Creek, sorry. Go ahead.
At the end of the spot, you ready? I go, well, guess we better get back to work, and we put on our McDonald's hats.
Wait, so it was an Arby's commercial? What the fuck are
okay.
you... Wait, I'm confused.
So we worked at McDonald's, but we were eating Burger King.
Oh, shit. So basically being like...
It was a diss track. It was basically a diss track.
So Burger King was like, we're so fucking good that McDonald's employees have to, you know, make up excuses like, boss, I gotta leave work, I got AIDS again. And then they go down to BK and have themselves a Whopper Jr. with
cheese.
That's right.
Yep.
Well, that's fun. Now, New York is a wild place to live. You've been
this
here.
Is your first time doing the show here.
First
right?
time ever doing the Dr. Phil Live Show in New York City. And we sold this bitch out. Balcony, let me hear you. Sold this bitch out. Yeah, Bill Clinton is interviewing Billy Crystal here on Tuesday. And then I think there's like a Teletubbies reunion or something on Thursday.
I have tickets to both.
What's the last show you saw?
The last show I saw was music. It was, what did I see? Did I see Noah Kahn this summer? I saw Noah Kahn.
Hell yeah.
I think that's it. I was working all summer. I'm very busy.
Yeah, you're movie
very, very
city.
Busy.
I mean, you've had an amazing
very, very
career. Can I tell you something? One of my favorite movies of all time is Saving Silverman.
Is that true?
Holy shit. You, Jack Black, Steve Zahn. I mean, Mary fuck kill. That is a try.
Who? What am I?
Oh, shit. Well, you're here, so fuck.
Yeah.
Probably kill Zahn, Mary Black.
Perfect.
And, you know, yeah.
And fuck that, me.
And fuck you.
And fuck
yeah.
me. Yeah.
But also, I think I'd want to encourage what you've been able to do in this business, which is have a career for a while, right? Because you got that commercial when you were 5, American Pie when you were how old?
19 and when I auditioned. 20 when I shot it. Yep.
20 when you shot it. I mean, fucking Max, what were you doing at 20?
Caw-caw!
Okay. That was actually the time to talk like a fucking adult. Sorry, Jason Biggs. You were on Sesame Street.
Yeah, I did an episode of Sesame Street.
That might be, I mean, that's a bucket list thing, right?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was very cool.
Do you know how to get there now?
I do know, yeah.
Because that's their whole thing. They're like, Google Maps can't even find it.
Yeah, no, it's off the grid. It really is, but I know. Any guest that's been on, you get like a special card with directions to get to Sesame Street.
That's adorable.
And you're not allowed to show it to anyone else. Very cool.
Is there something about Sesame Street that got you fired up to be there that took you back to your childhood?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like yeah, I don't know. Okay. What kind of fucking question is that? Okay. I don't know. Well, yeah, it was cool. I remember.
Right, what
Sesame
else we got?
Street when I was a kid.
What's your favorite color? I don't fucking know. It's your fan submitted questions.
Yeah,
Jesus,
I love Sesame Street. Everyone loves Sesame Street.
Who's your favorite character?
Well, it was Elmo when I was a kid, I guess. Yeah, and Cookie Monster. So Cookie Monster.
Are you about to? I thought you were about to go. Funny Cookie Monster story, actually.
I have a funny story about Cookie Monster. So Cookie and I, one night, this is like late 90s, we were at this club down in the meatpacking. Fuck, man. That guy doesn't just eat cookies, if you know what I mean. Fucking hell. Dude, I swear to God, I was literally pouring the bag of ecstasy in his mouth. He's like, rah, 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 rah. Next thing you know, fucking Cookie is fucking spinning, tripping balls. His eyes were like, this is like fucking saucers. I was like, Cookie, chill the fuck out. Anyway, and then he kept eating pussy for the rest of the night. And then, and this was in the club. I was like, Cookie, let's go after hours, my place. And then we ended up at my place, but it was just him and I, so then he just ate my dick.
He ate your dick, and then he was like,
you got any Burger King?
And then he put on a McDonald's hat.
Hat and walked out. No, Cookie Monster's real name. You ready? A little trivia.
Oh, I don't know. This story was still going. Take a sip.
Cookie Monster's real name. Anyone know it?
Cookie.
What did you say, sir? Saying it slower doesn't make it easier to understand when everyone's screaming over you. One more time. That might be the scariest thing I've ever heard from that balcony. What's Ookie Cookie? That feels like a Parker Brothers game that nobody wants to play.
His real name is Sid, which is my son's name. Sid.
Cookie Monster's...
Jesus Christ.
Wait, Sid. Cookie Monster's real name is Sid?
Is Sid.
Did they tell you that? Was that on the back of the Sesame Street card they gave you?
I don't know where... I don't know. Someone told me after we had our son... And we named him Sid. Someone was like, oh, that's Cookie Monster's real name. And I
was
like,
did a child tell you that? Because they're fucking with
you. Now that I think about it, that's my kid. It's like, I'm named after Cookie Monster. No, I don't know. It was someone, and I looked it up. His name is Sid.
Sid is a great name. Do your kids, you have two kids?
Two kids, yeah.
Have they seen any of your movies?
They started watching 8 Below. I'm not sure if they finished it. I know they did not finish my last Christmas movie on Netflix.
What's that called?
Best Christmas Ever.
Somebody saw it. Somebody just said awesome.
Yeah.
This guy's like, did it have any Ookie cookies in it? Now, what is the best Christmas ever, Jason Biggs?
What is it?
Yeah.
The movie?
No, like in terms of...
What is the best Christmas ever?
For you. Like, what would be a great Christmas for you? Are you a festive guy? Do you like the songs?
We do. I put on the Sirius and the Christmas with the kids in the house. It's fun. We do the whole thing, the tree, and we do all the things. It's fun.
I feel like I
could do without it all, but I like it.
Yeah, I think you need kids to give you another set of goggles to look at the holiday season through, right?
That's right.
I like 'tis the season because that's the only time you can really use it, but nobody knows when to use it, right? Everyone's always like, tis the season. And you're like, are you hitting on me? What's going on right now? And then everyone's like, tis, and people just say it whenever they want to say so. Like, they'll be like, my friend Nathaniel drove his truck drunk through a Wendy's drive-thru.
And tis now the season.
Tis the season, yeah. To disappoint your family and get written out of the will.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
But it's tough to be a person, Jason. Do you have a crazy fan story? Any crazy fans of American Pie that have like, you know, because that movie was global, right? I think I read online you went to like Zimbabwe for spring break and they were playing it on the big screen or something. I don't know. Again, yeah. I fucking, my assistant Norm wrote this shit down.
You were on the same website where I learned that Cookie Monster's real name is Sid.
yeah.
Apparently. I was in Fiji. I went to Fiji, and it was like this island in Fiji that had one like indigenous tribe, a village, I guess, and then like a resort for the fucking rich people on the other side to fly in, and like it's kind of fucked. I'll never go back there. I booked one already, a trip back. But
yeah.
It's fucking dope. I'll go back. You have your own like little like butler. It's fucking cool.
Yep.
Anyway, relatable shit. And Anyway, these villagers, suckers, they...
Was this Epstein Island? Just be honest with us.
Yeah. It was Epstein Island. No. So we went into the village to hang out, to meet some of the kids and stuff, and we were hanging out, and they were kind of freaking out on me. Apparently, they didn't have any TVs or anything, no movie theater, of course. It was just like, it was real bare bones, and... they would bring in, I don't know if it's still the same, this was like 20 years ago, but they would bring in a TV once a month and play a movie. And one of the movies that they played was American Pie. So you can imagine all the movies that they played, they, you know, would be super psyched on, and because they would leave quite the impression.
Yeah.
And they were freaking the fuck out that I was there. It was tripping them out.
They were like, Jim, or yeah, and I don't know what the accent
now
is.
And now I'm their king. Yeah, I rule that island. It's crazy. It was so easy.
What a fun thing to be. Yeah, that's. And they did they say they saw all the movies? Because there's American Pie, American Wedding, American Reunion, right?
Yep.
There's four. No.
There's four. Yeah.
American Pie Two. Even Pie-er, or what's the?
Yeah.
Jim's back for seconds. So you know.
Actually, I think that might have been like a tagline. Like, there's something about getting seconds. I'm not sure. I think so.
That movie is. I mean, that time too. The '90s was so. It was the perfect movie for the perfect time, right? Yeah. Because the '90s fucking ruled. I mean, and we all were yearning to see like a group of friends that we could. I mean, I still with my high school buddies over Zoom. We'll just every 2 weeks we'll fucking go to the next step. You know, and we're all drinking like Chardonnay or White Claws now, but I know that there's a lot of people in your life that you've talked to, that you've stayed in touch with.
Sure.
You won Best Kiss with Sean William Scott Stifler, the MTV Movie Award.
Yep.
That was hot. Had you ever kissed a guy before that?
No, I had not kissed a guy before that.
We don't believe you, but yeah.
Since. That opened the floodgates, though. Yeah. Yeah.
How do you prep for that? Because it's comedy, so you're like, I got to just do it. But there's also a part of you that's like, there's cameras on, there's people watching, there's PAs videotaping, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was scripted. It was scripted pretty...
What the fuck was that? Did you hear that?
I thought I heard that,
Was that RFK?
We're going to make the fat people walk the skinny people up the stairs. No more fruit by the foot. I'm the health inspector. Somebody has to feed the worm in my head every Tuesday.
All right, I'm sure he'll be great. Now, do you ever get night
it's
tremors?
It's the 5G that's fucking up our heads, man.
Well, there's something about the internet and technology. You ever just be casually talking about Celine Dion, and then Facebook's like, do you want to go see her in Brazil tonight? Yes. I quit fucking listening to my fucking Twitter, Elon and Zuckerberg.
Yeah,
I bet they're just
weird.
Who's weirder, Elon Musk or Mark Zuckerberg? Whew. And look, you can love them both. Thanks for all the cars and fucking chat rooms, but you know, they both are just, you know, you can, it's, look.
And they're getting all, weirder as they get, like.
We're all fucking weird. I'm weird, you're gay. There's always all sorts of, there's all sorts of.
Speaking of gay, you're going to want to hear the rest of my kissing story.
Okay, please. The floor is yours. Wait, so you guys kiss. When you get Best Kiss Award, is that cool? Because those award, the MTV Movie Awards were a big fucking deal.
Oh, it was a big deal. Yeah. I was psyched on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, go ahead.
No, after you, please.
No, it's your story.
No, you. It's your show. Fucking go ahead.
Stifler kissed. Did he put his tongue in you?
So, no. There was no tongue. We did talk about it beforehand, if I remember correctly, that we would open mouth. That
great.
It was going to land if it was open mouth.
Anything for the comedy, right?
Yeah. But then, in the first take, I just instinctively, just as I'm kissing him, just started to bring up my hand towards his face, and he, without missing a beat, slapped my hand away, and that's what's in the movie. It was pretty
that's
great.
Fucking incredible.
Yeah.
Jason Biggs, ladies and gentlemen, that's a story for a rainy day and a sunny day. Jason, before I let you go and wrap this show up, There's a from Stifler to Thomas Ian Nicholas to Tara Reid. You had a lot of fun people in the movie. I know you've kept in touch. You guys are a unit. You're a family on and off screen. But there is somebody from the film that you haven't seen for some time. And I flew them out here to reunite with you because I thought it was only fair for them to get some closure on a chapter of your life.
Okay.
That you have left unfulfilled. Do you guys mind if I bring out your final guest on the Dr. Phil Live Show? I'm going to need a little more support from the second and third level. Ladies and gentlemen, please make it loud from American Pie 1, The Pie.
Wow.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Hey. I want that too, but let's let's just let the moment play out the way God intended. All right? Otherwise, I'm going to do RFK again. So shut up and let these two figure it out. Go ahead, Pie.
Hey, it's been a while. It's nice to see you.
Yeah, yeah. It's good to see you. It's good to see. How have you been?
I've been really good.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
I've been watching all your movies. Congrats.
Oh. Thank you. Yeah. I mean, it's I've been busy. I feel. I mean, nothing, you know,
I mean,
nothing compares to, of course, working
you. Never
working
called.
With you.
I love that your career has been flourishing. And
thank you. Listen, I am sorry. Honestly, I'm sorry that I lost touch with you. I am.
Stop. I am. Jason, stop.
What? I really am sorry. I'm sorry, okay? I really... I forgot how good she tastes, honestly.
Let me refresh your memory.
What the fuck is going on right now?
Not give up forever to touch you, 'cause I know that you feel it somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't want to go home right now.
That's Johnny Resnick from the Goo Goo Dolls.
All I can taste is this
motherfucker pie.
All I can breathe is your life. And when sooner or later it's over,
don't want to miss you
tonight.
Come on.
And I don't want to cause I don't think that they'd understand where everything's made to be broken.
Do you know who I am?
Yeah!
Johnny Resnick, ladies and gentlemen, and Brad from the Goo Goo Dolls. Verse number two, Johnny, you got it. This is gonna go viral. And you can't fight the tears that ain't coming.
Take it, doctor.
All the moments when everything feels like the movies.
Come on! Who I am. Oh, yeah.
Make some motherfucking noise if you're having a good time so far. This might be the best show in the history of the fucking world.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
Here we go. Let's go, baby. Let's take it home. Come on.
Fuck the pie.
You guys, so let's take it home, everybody together, on the count of three. One, two, three.
And I
don't want
seeing this shit.
Cause I don't think today understand when everything's made to be broken. I just want you to know who I am. I just want you to know who I am. I just want you to know who I am.
Oh yeah.
Just so you know, we didn't rehearse any of this. Guys, one more time for Jason Biggs and the Apple Pie. And Johnny motherfucking Resnick from the Goo Goo Dolls. And Brad from the Goo Goo Dolls. Johnny Resnick and Brad from the Goo Goo Dolls. Let them hear it. Come on. Come on. Back and make some motherfucking noise. Jason motherfucking Biggs. Jason motherfucking Biggs. Holy shit. What the fuck? What do you have to say for yourself?
So what do you say, Dr. Phil? Do you want some leftovers or some sloppy seconds?
I'm on Atkins.
You don't look like it.
Hey, hey, hey. I'm on Atkins.
Fuck the pie. Fuck the...
Sorry you guys had to see that. But I'm not sorry you guys had to feel that. Did you guys have a good time tonight on the Dr. Phil Live Show in New York City? We learned a lot on tonight's show, baby. We learned that you can go through life and crush it from top to bottom, and even when things get a little dicey, you pump out four kids and you can still be one of the top comics in the world and bring a lot of joy to people's lives. Give it up for Jessica Kirsten, my boo, my bitch, my favorite. And this guy's got a million voices and a million jobs, but he still showed up for us tonight to bring the heat. Give it up for Godfrey, ladies and gentlemen, one of the best comics working today. And look, I've never been to Pompin' Plains, but I know how to get to Sesame Street. Give it up for Jason Biggs. That guy came out and did what nobody's done. Nobody has ever fucked the pie they started a movie with and fucked 25 years ago. That was a big deal. And look, I've always said it before, and I'll say it again. There's somebody that steps up to the plate for me every goddamn Dr. Phil live show. And that's the pie right behind me, Jeremiah Watkins. Give it up for him. That's a living legend. Did you guys have a good time tonight? Did you guys have a good time tonight? Balcony, let me hear you. New York City, I love you. What a great way to start this fucking tour off. Robin, don't go to bed. I got a Sesame Street coupon in the car. Good night, everybody.